Hey, you guys, and happy new year. Yes, I am back from my little hiatus. I hope you guys miss me, but I'm gonna kind of roll you into what the new episode is all about. So previously, it's award season, and I think a week ago, if I'm not mistaken, the Emmys came back to television after being on a brief reprieve hosted by Anthony Anderson. Since the Emmys were celebrating its 75th anniversary, let's just say it got a little taste of nostalgia. Our personal shows that we used to watch pretty much, you could say, back in this time. Couple of cast members have made their little comedy comebacks, from Ally McBeal to All in the Family, Cheers, and even the cast of Martin made a brief reprieve, which was good to have that back because we know Martin ran for 5 seasons, 132 episodes, and should have been on the Emmy stage, and people should have won in all those categories. But we're not going to go there. So, Amanda Seales, I love Amanda Seales, dear. Yes, she is ahead of her time and of our time, and we pretty much have watched Amanda Seales grow up on television before our very eyes. Very cultured, very deep-rooted, very into the thoughts and the views of this world, and is very very vocal about how she feels when she feels. Respect her deeply. So she pretty much brought up something that I want to talk to you guys about Quinta Brunson, very well-known actress. She appears she's pretty much the She pretty much stars and writes in the show Abbott Elementary. So she pretty much won lead. She pretty much won her award for lead actress in a comedy series, and the type was she was the first black, you could say, black actress to do it in 40 something years. No, she's not. She's actually the second to do it, because before her it was the late Isabel Sanford from the Jeffersons, and she won back over 43 years ago. That's in 1981 for y'all. Do the math. That's 43 years ago. But whether she was the second or the third, Amanda Seales made it clear that that's nothing to celebrate, and she's absolutely right. It's nothing to celebrate. Isabel Sanford, now Quinta Brunson in 2024. That's terrible. That's terrible. But we've also had many black actresses that should have won roles in all the television shows. Shall we go down the list of their names? Can we go down here? We have Shirley Ralph, Kim Coles, Queen Latifah, Kim Fields, Erica Alexander, Raven Simone, Tia Mowry, Esther Rolle, Janae Dubois, Felicia Rashad, Jasmine Guy. And the list goes on. The list goes on about actresses: Monique, Countess Vaughn, Brandy, you could have threw her up in there. And so many more black actresses, Diane Carroll. We could have the list go on and on. This is a problem. It's an issue when I've just named so many talented black actresses out here, whether they're here, whether they're coming into the fold, and whether they pretty much went on to greatness. We've had so many television shows, black television sitcoms, classic sitcoms, that all of these actors could have won, hands down, for not only their style, their grace, their beauty, but their comedic timing and what they brought to the show, their substance. their grandeur, their stature, and what they have moved on into propel into not only television, but into movies and making moves. So what are we missing here? Is it cool that Isabel Sanford won and she kind of laid the platform down? Is it cool that Quinta Brunson picked that baton up and is running with it? Is it cool? Yes, it is. But it's sad that these are the only two. And Jack Kay won for supporting actress in a comedy series as well. Let's not forget that. And also people before her. Okay. But, and Marla Gibbs, we can't forget her. But do we think that that's okay to be happy about? Is it okay to be happy about that? Not so much. It's nothing to celebrate when I've just named a handful of Black actresses and many, many more to follow. Is that right? No, it's not. It's terrible. Because these women should have won just like the Quinces, just like the Isabel Sanfords of the world. So yes, we're definitely going to, in the next episode, we're definitely going to pick up where I left off at. I will see you guys in the next episode, and I'm back. Till then, y'all. Later.